Our show today is quite interesting.
I'm really happy to introduce my guest today. We are all about the boobies. Sex surrogacy.
You should be feeling yourself up
every chance you get. This is happy hour.
Happy hour.
Happy hour. I'm really happy.
I don't think you're happy enough.
And now it's happy hour with Dana Pepper.
Welcome to Happy Hour. I'm your host, Dana Pepper, and I'm joined by my favorite blonde bombshell, Miss Jen Jen. Welcome back and Happy New Year.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to be here. I miss you so much.
I miss you too. I have so much to tell you and so much we have to catch up on.
I know, we have so much to catch up on. I'm so excited.
Well, we've got a really, really great show for you today, and I'm so excited, like we are just bouncing off each other, because we're going to take a look back at some of the top stories and happenings of 2013. But what I'm really excited about is the fact that we're going to take a look at the future with renowned psychic Joanna Gerard, who is also joining us in the studio today. Welcome, Joanna.
Thank you. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Welcome to Happy Hour.
You are a great ball of fire, girl.
Joanna walked into the studio today, and I'm like, oh my God, she has amazing energy. I'm so excited now. Like, I can just bounce off of her. Like, yeah, I'm really excited.
We have been having a blast for the last half an hour.
Right, we're waiting for the show to actually start. And I'm telling the girls, I'm like, wait, save it for the air. Save it for the air. Because, you know, we don't want to burn out. But man, it's been really good. All right, so real quick, let's start with some year in review, right? So last month, I did an interview, if you'll remember, Jen, because you were here. And Cedric, you'll remember this too. Last month, I did an interview with some of the players from the WIFL.
The Football League.
Yes, yeah, the Women's Indoor Football League. Okay, and it was an awesome interview. The girls, they were great sports. They even challenged each other towards the end. Like, I was really excited because I was looking forward to having them back on. We were going to go to some of the games, you know.
All that.
All of that, right? So, I was contacted by Jonathan Ragus from the WIFL, and apparently a reporter named Neil Rosendahl released a story with evidence proving that the owner of the WIFL, Ray Blanchett, who's also known as Ray Damon, is nothing more than a con artist, and that the entire WIFL was a scam.
What?
Yes, ripping money off from well-meaning, unsuspecting female athletes from the beginning. That was his whole entire goal. They call it a vaporware league, which means it only existed in an organizational sense, like it was only on paper. But he had an entire staff. He had players in different cities all across the country, and all he was doing was getting them involved and soliciting for sponsors so that he could take the money and run.
Whoa. Hold on. Did anybody get paid? I'm so confused.
Now, wait, was this the guy that we were supposed to have on who didn't come on?
Yes, that was Ray Blanchett. As a matter of fact, you had him on, and then he said he had to go or whatever.
He said he had a meeting.
Scam artist. And now,
but this was a real deal.
It was a real deal. I was totally looking forward to this. Like, I had the players on my show. But according to the guy that contacted me, Jonathan Ragus, he said every player, coach, front office staff, everyone has resigned. And all the deals that that they had in the works with sponsors and other potential business associates or whatever, everybody has been pulled off the table and resigned. Yeah, look at your faces, right? This is crazy. Like, you would never have thought, because these women that we had on the show, I mean, they've played in other leagues. Like, they were the real deal players, right?
Yeah.
It was the WIFL that was full of crap.
I'm just pretty much shocked because, I mean, I guess I shouldn't be too shocked because there's a lot of people out there that are just completely full of it.
But you...
But you create a women's football league.
Come on. Oh, and it's not... The thing that shocked me when I started doing research and I went on this the reporter's website. What was his name? I'll find it. But I went on this reporter's website and he had the whole backstory dating back for about 4 months where he's been gathering evidence. Apparently, this Ray Blanchett has been doing this for years. Years. Like, his name used to be Ray Damon. And it took the reporter, like, those 4 months to put it together that Ray Damon and Ray Blanchett were the same guy.
Catch me if you can.
Okay,
uh-oh.
Right?
He's caught now.
No, it's out now. Eventually. He's going to have to come up with a whole different name because the secret is out. But yeah, I thought I would start that off because that's something that affected
Happy
Hour directly.
Hey, we'll have to have the girls back on the show and see what they have to say.
Oh, I wish I could contact them.
Luckily, she has become an EMT and all, whatever.
Oh,
you remember
man,
all that? Or nurse, I forget, but they were sweet.
The reporter's name is Neil Rosendahl. But yeah, that just blew me away.
Hey guys, hey, let's just start our own.
Yeah, let's start
league,
our own women's indoor football league.
We can start anything we want.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
I like it. See, I
let's
love Joanna.
Well, luckily that's exactly what we do.
Right. Yay, entrepreneurship. Okay, so next big story in 2013 that did not directly affect Happy Hour was Paula Deen. Paula Deen. Now I'm gotta say. Girl can cook. I would love to be a person in her restaurant or on her show where she's, you know, cooking for me and I get to eat because I'm a foodie. I love food, right? So, but I'd love to be your guest in her house for dinner. But apparently, if I show up, she'll assume I'm just part of the kitchen staff and slap an apron on me or something.
Oh, damn.
But Paula Deen, she lost her job on the Food Network because of her racially charged language. Like, apparently in her world, you know, the N-word just flies willy-nilly.
Which is so bizarre to me because the only time I ever really saw, like, Paula Deen, I never really fed into the whole show and all that. But, like, I saw her on one of the Oprah specials or something, and everything seemed so fine and fun, and they like to eat. Everybody knows. I mean, who does it, you know?
I love foodies. Don't let the size fool you.
I don't know. I was pretty surprised by that. They blew it up a little too much.
Well, it's the media. They have to. But you can't be
another one bites the dust. I'm telling you, a lot of people went bankrupt. People had some issues. Paula Deen went downhill. Poor
thing. That's a shame because, like I said, girl can cook. And so I'm sure a lot of people will be missing her food. But moving on.
Food show coming soon, by the way.
Right? I wish I could cook because that'd be a fun show to have. Miley Cyrus, she was a headliner in 2013. Well, the most overexposed celebrity of the year, she was proclaimed. And after seeing her performance at the VMAs, I was convinced that the bitch was just crazy.
She's just trying to.
That's what I thought, too. And I vowed that I wasn't going to talk about her on the show and that, you know, she's too hungry for fame and I'm not interested. But it was either MTV or VH1 or maybe it was the E! Channel or something. Some station did like a Miley Cyrus revealed or behind the music or whatever. And you know what? Because of that show, I became a fan. And the reason is, I mean, she's living her life on her terms. She's doing it the way she wants. She's making herself happy. I mean, I respect her strength. You know, and I respect the fact that she doesn't give a damn what people are saying about her because she's happy. And that's the way we should all be living. Right.
She's just going through her adolescence, basically, in front of the whole world.
She's not in adolescence anymore. She's in her early 20s. But she told a reporter.
That's when everybody messes up.
This is when I fell in love with her. She told a reporter because the reporter was talking about how, you know, referring to her Disney days and all that. And she told the reporter, she's like, of course I'm not who I used to be. Are you the same person you were when you were 8? You know? And it's so true. We grow, we change, we evolve, we become different people. She's just doing it in front of the media. Right?
Well, the whole world. I mean,
the whole world.
It's not
exactly.
Just media. People follow. I mean, I think about that all the time. What would your life be if you had people following
exactly.
you around? 20
mm-hmm.
people following you at all times. Some people snap. We look at Britney, and Britney recently did this thing where she talked about it, and she was pretty candid. Like, how would you feel? Like, you go crazy when you live in this type of world. And it's, you know, looking at like a Khloe Kardashian, for instance, she's going through the divorce, Magnified, and Kim Kardashian. That family holds it together pretty well, but I could never deal with that pressure.
I think if I had that much money, I could deal with that.
Right. You would think with money, you could handle everything.
I'd hire people to take care of the pressure.
Actually, that's pretty good, right? You have a whole bunch of publicists and people to
control. Exactly.
I don't know. Miley's done pretty well, and I agree. You know, I respect what she's done.
I respect her strength.
She set out for her net worth.
And
she's accomplishing her goals. She wanted the attention, so she set out to get attention. And we do have to give her credit for accomplishing what she set out to do. So
absolutely,
she's an entrepreneur.
I will drink to that.
Right. Cheers to entrepreneurship. We have.
All right. So, all right. This was a huge story, and I'm a big supporter. But the Supreme Court ruled in favor of gay marriage. Yay! So legally married same-sex couples can receive the same benefits as married heterosexual people. I love that this came to fruition. And I'm going to talk about another big news story in our Hot Topics. I'm really excited to talk about what's going on in Colorado. But it was such a big deal for gays to be able to get married, because I've been saying it for so long. Who has the right to tell other people who they can and cannot love? I mean, that's just ridiculous, because I've always been, I come from a biracial family, right? So I've always been in interracial relationships since I started dating. But there was a time before I was born where an interracial relationship was against the law, right, which I thought was married. That didn't make any sense to me, because it was the same level of prejudice and racism. So I was really happy about that ruling, and I had to put that on my list.
What I think, I just find it interesting, like the natural progression of where women couldn't even vote. I
mean, you know, exactly.
You know, it's just a natural progression of human rights,
mm-hmm,
and in general, between women, whoever you are as a person.
Exactly.
And I find, you know, like this year last election before last, we had the first black president.
Oh, yes.
I'm looking for that female president.
It's going to be Hillary.
It's going to be Hillary.
Thank the Lord it ain't Sarah Palin. I think we can all agree about that. All right. I was going to talk about the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto, but I don't know if I could do it with a straight face, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to get into some psychic phenomenon and to some predictions some real good mystical stuff with our psychic expert, Miss Joanna Girard. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Happy Hour. Everybody loves a good happy hour conversation, especially when they get a little strange. So I'm looking for the most bizarre or scintillating happy hour conversation you've ever had or overheard. Submit your story and you could win lunch for two at the Center Club. Then listen to Happy Hour with Dana Pepper every Thursday afternoon at 5 to hear the winning story. Go to facebook.com/happyhour with Dana Pepper to share your story. And don't forget to like the fan page. Cheers. Got a message or new product you'd like to get out to NASCAR fans? Well, here's your chance. Baldwin Racing is currently seeking marketing partners for the NASCAR Wheel and Southern Modified Tour. This two-day event during Budweiser Speed Weeks at Daytona International Speedway will have live television coverage of the race and enthusiastic fans tuning in nationwide. For more information, call Baldwin Racing at 813-841-7251 or visit DaltonBaldwin.com. If you're looking for the ultimate in luxury transportation, look no further than Blue Moon. Blue Moon is on a mission to become the luxury transportation provider in the Tampa Bay area. Providing the best in quality and customer service, they really go that extra mile to make you happy. Let Blue Moon Transportation be your first choice for business or personal, night or day. Book your reservation at 813-258-6666. That's 813-BLUE-MOON. On the next edition of Happy Hour, find out what casinos don't want you to know. I mean, there's got to be a way to beat the house, right? Author and casino expert Connie Allen gives us all the secrets to gambling success, plus fashion and makeup tips from makeup artist and fashion expert Matthew Cooley. It's Money and Makeup. Happy Hour with Dana Pepper every Thursday afternoon at 5 on the Tan Talk Radio Network. All right, welcome back to Happy Hour. I'm Dana Pepper, and I'm joined by my girl, Miss Jen Jen.
Hey.
And my very special guest today is Miss Joanna Girard. She is a renowned psychic, truly gifted, and I want to get into...
Spicy.
I want to...
Scandalous.
I want to get real. Can we get real?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm all about being real.
I want to ask you first off, do you ever get accused of being a fake? Like, because most people don't believe in psychic phenomenon. A lot of people scoff at it, and, you know, it's hocus pocus or it's a ripoff. Are you ever faced with that?
Not, I mean, now I sound like I'm bragging.
No, brag. Go ahead,
because
girl.
I am.
Girl, you're the real deal. I can tell.
Not after they come to me. Mm-hmm. I don't. I mean, there's always going to be those people that don't believe, but, you know, that's okay. To each their own. I don't shove things down people's throat, and I right. don't want things shoved down mine. So,
but have you ever changed minds? Like, yeah. do they come to you, and they're like, I'm not into this hocus pocus, but tell me what you see, and then right. I'll tell you if you're right.
Yeah, that's pretty much... Oops. See, it's moving.
Yeah, the microphone moves on its own. Here. Exactly. You brought it. I swear I'm not lying when I say I feel Joanna's energy, and she's not alone in here. It's yeah. super strong, and it's I swear to God, I'm sweating. You're intense. I love it.
Thank you.
Yes.
you know, I mean, I have the people that, you know, well, some people think what we do is evil. I don't. Obviously,
no, we're not going to go there.
There's no sorcery, none of that.
Yeah, you know, they just stay away from me and I stay away from them. But, you know, I can't say I run into too many skeptics, but you'd be surprised the amount and the type of people that go to psychics. I have everything from lawyers and people in the FBI down to drug dealers and strippers. So it's a wide variety of people.
Well, do you have any radio show hosts?
That's normal.
Yeah,
that's normal.
No,
that's
but,
normal
then.
You're
no,
working basically off like energy and right. intuition. And right. so that's why it's no hocus pocus. Like you're just
exactly.
working off.
You know,
strict feeling.
So what do you pick up from me? Like, okay. give me a reading. Let's do this. And for those of you that are not online and are not watching this live, Joanna brought with her some cards that I thought were tarot cards. And she quickly corrected me and said they're not. But I didn't allow her to elaborate on what they actually are because I wanted to save it
and
for
she's
the air.
Whipping them out
so
now.
We can all find out. But she's whipping them out. She's throwing cards on the table. I don't yet know what she's doing.
She has a method of the madness.
But she does. She knows what she's doing. She's doing something. What are you doing?
The first thing I want to... Now, I'm weird about time. It's
okay.
not linear, so I'm going to just throw a bunch of things at you.
You do it.
And I always tell people, tape it with me, and luckily for you, you have a tape.
So right.
So the first thing that's coming up is a woman at a distance, and there's deception. This is work-related. Now, how much deception this is, I don't know, and I don't know if this is past, present, or future, so this is up to you to decide that. But they are saying to watch out for a female at a distance right now, okay? So if you get that feeling, I know you're intuitive yourself.
Yeah.
If you get that vibe. Also, do you have a child?
I do! Okay. My munchkin!
Yes. I feel like everything is positive around mm-hmm. a child right now.
Yes.
I also want to say something about a man, too. About something, and I hate to be all like bad news.
No, go ahead.
But they're talking about something weird with money and a man. Like somebody was doing something weird with money or maybe illegal or something like that. And watch out for, and I don't know what your situation is now with relationship, but any kind of infidelity. And again, I could be going backwards.
You could be going, yeah, I can see that.
But there is something that he's doing something not legal with money. That's the important thing.
Not so, legal with money. That's interesting. Mm. Does that resonate with you?
No, but it may be, like she said, it's backwards, and
right.
that's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It will do that. It will go backwards, and then I could be actually picking up on you too, since you're in the room. Too.
Okay.
I also
it's
see
all
some
about
kind
energy.
Of a, I see some kind of a trip as well. Yeah, this man is coming up again, so I'm not sure who this is, but this is definitely somebody to watch out for. So you're going to want to be careful of that.
Of a man who's doing something illegal with money.
Yeah, he's shady.
Ooh,
shady.
Okay, do I have a shady man in my life right now?
But
I don't know.
Past. Maybe in the future, you said, right?
No, I've had some shady men in my past.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
I lived through my 20s.
And if that person is thinking about you, then I'd be picking up on them a little bit because it's all the subconscious
right.
stuff.
Okay.
So
okay.
if you hear from them, go the other way.
Absolutely. Oh. No, I will be on guard now. Yeah.
And there's also, I don't know which one of you guys this is, but this could be somebody else too. There's also somebody with stomach problems, and there's also somebody with problems with the feet. Does anybody know, ring any bells, mom, dad, anybody like that?
Stomach problems or problems with the feet? I have fallen arches. My feet always hurt.
Okay.
Maybe my stepdad with the tummy. He's been a little sick in the tummy.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Dennis.
Was that who you were picking
yeah,
up?
Yeah, because they said distinctly something with the stomach. So
yeah. Okay.
They give me hints. You know, they're like, okay, you put it together. And then I'm like,
this is amazing. I'm having so much fun. Hey, if you've got a question for Joanna and her psychic phenomenon, please do us a favor and call in at 727-441-3000 or toll free 866-826-1340. What else do you see?
Does he have a heart problem that you know of?
Mm-mm.
Okay. There's something with a heart problem coming up, too, but that person's going to be okay. I'm not sure if they're still...
That might be my mom.
That's my mom, too.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, my wires crossed.
Well, they're married. The stomach problem and the heart problem.
You know what?
Oh,
okay. You're right, because if I was picking up on him, then I'm going to pick up on who's around him. Let me get her
first
name.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Denise.
Denise and Dennis?
Yes.
Get the hell out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And actually, it means God and Goddess of Wine.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. Can I say how they met? Because you told me.
Yeah, sure.
And they actually met on Match.com. Yeah. Like, that's awesome. Because I just did a show about online dating.
She needs to be, she's going through something right now.
Yeah, she's going through a lot. Yeah.
She's going to be okay.
Yeah.
That's the good news. So she's going to be fine. Do you have siblings?
Yeah, okay. Little sister, yeah.
Is somebody giving her an issue, one of the kids? Is that you? Or is that little sister? Because she's concerned about something with a kid.
I think it might be my little sister.
Okay.
But you never know with my mom because she's dynamic, so.
Right. Well, your little sister looks like she's got a mind of her own, too.
So. Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
No, I think she's going to be okay. But
yeah, she will.
I do see something with medication with her at some point,
yeah.
So if it's not now. But I do feel like everything's going to be better with her. And I also feel like she's taking some kind of trip or somebody's visiting her, and that's going to make her feel better. She's pretty intense.
Yeah, she is.
So that kind of affects the heart area and all that stuff. We know what it's like.
Wonder where I get it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that. I can't wait for her to like find that out. And thank you for letting me know she's great because that's been going on in the life. Oh my God, what a really, really good
reading.
But see, you guys, that's the thing it's hard when I have two people in the, you know, like you go to psychics and they'll be like, you know, cut my cards or whatever. I don't do that. I just pull them up and I start talking. So if I have two people, I know you wanted to.
No, that's okay. No.
And then you got it. He might get it too next time.
How does it go? Can we read again? Is there another draw?
I can pull up some stuff and see if I can focus in.
Should we hold hands?
You know what? That doesn't
the
even.
Energy transference?
It's basically whoever. Now, my clients that come to me, it's just me and them, or I do a lot on the phone, then I can focus on them. But sometimes I'll be talking about like their neighbor and stuff. And I mean, I can't help it.
You
it
can't just, help what you up. Pick up. It just comes.
Yeah. With
that makes
you
sense.
with your child that keeps coming up, and that everything is going to be good here. They keep talking about the heart issue. I guess you were concerned about that. Were you concerned about that?
Maybe subliminally, maybe.
Yeah, because they keep wanting to talk about that. Now, are you in a relationship right now?
I am like... not. I am as Jen would say, I am single as F.
Okay. But there's a relationship coming in around you, but there's some confusion around this, too. I don't know if you're like, I don't know if I like that
I don't person. Think we're talking about Cowboy.
No, we're not. No, Cowboy is so out of
the
picture.
He was,
he was dismissed a long time ago. I accidentally texted him today, though, and I didn't mean to. And I'm like, ugh. Anyway. No, you know, I've been seeing somebody, but it's not, like, exclusive or anything. And I just...
Let me get that person's first name.
No. Because he's listening. Okay. I don't... It's not a total package for me. I don't, or for both of us.
What's the deal with your diet? Do you forget to eat or something like that?
No, but I have made a resolution to be more aware because I have good genetics. And so I work out like 2 or 3 times a week, but I eat like a horse whenever I want to. So I've made it a point this year that I'm just going to eat more healthy.
Okay.
And keep the workout thing. So no,
diet.
Weight has always been, I
her
I'm
diet,
neurotic.
She likes to eat.
I like
we
to eat. That's my diet. Food. Bring it. Bacon. Yes. Yeah. You know?
What else are you seeing?
I see somebody visiting you. Are you visiting somebody as well, too? But I also see you doing more than one thing. And we just met tonight. So
right.
I don't know exactly what else. Do you do something else?
I do so many things because, you know, I can't keep still.
Right.
You pegged me with that from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I host another radio show on 98.7 The Fan. I was just contacted by Clear Channel today to, you know, do some stuff with them. So I've always got a lot of stuff going on.
Is there somebody around you with a hormone issue that you know of? Is that
with a hormone issue? Not that I know of.
What's your mom's first name?
Brenda.
Brenda,
now we're going
Brenda,
into that.
Uh-oh.
Brenda. Oh man. Ooh, if we say anything about my mother and she hears this.
No, I'm not feeling anything
okay, good.
Negative around. Is she works or what's going
no,
on?
No, my
with-
mom is retired, but she is right now visiting my brother in Pennsylvania because my brother, Sean, just got married today. Now,
what?
That's yes, he just got married. Now, the reason why that's not such a huge deal is because he and Ruthie, his now wife, they have been together for like 12 years. So, they have 2 kids together. Like this they live in Pennsylvania, so they have a common law marriage, but today Ruthie got to wear her white dress and all of that. So, it was like official, but they've been together for 12 years. I mean, this ain't new.
Huh.
So, but my mom did go up there. I wish I could have gone, but, you know, I've got all this going on.
Well, somebody's going to make her mad. But
That ain't hard to do with my mother.
But It'll blow over. Maybe it's this trip. I'm right. not sure. But somebody is going to. And are you sure she doesn't have problems with her feet?
I'm not sure. I do know that my mom has an irregular heartbeat. So when okay. you said the heart problems, I was like, oh, uh-huh. that could be my you mom, too. Yeah. Okay. But I don't know about her feet at all.
Okay. And has her father, he's passed over?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And his first name?
Bernardo.
Was there medication with him around the end or anything with diabetes or anything like that that you know?
That man was a raging alcoholic. Listen, I don't want to go into that, but he had a lot of problems, yes.
Okay. All right.
He was, my maternal grandfather was a raging alcoholic. I don't know what other pharmaceuticals he was on, but it was he.
Well, they're showing diabetes, so I don't know if that, and then issues with the feet, too.
Okay.
But they're saying that he's around. Now, who's the younger male around him? Did he have a son, or what was the deal with that?
My grandfather?
Uh-huh.
His youngest son is my uncle, Raul.
And he's still here, right?
Yeah. With us? Mm-hmm. Okay. He's still with us.
Okay. And how old is he?
Raul? Oh, yeah. My gosh. He's in his mid-50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because he's younger than my mom, and I'm not gonna put my mom's age out there. She'll smack me.
Was there issues with him too, in a temper or drinking or something like that?
Yes, okay, absolutely.
All right, because you're talking about issues. He, for some reason, the grandfather's coming in around him too. I don't know if that's because he's trying to help him.
That
out.
That makes sense, though. Yeah. Oh my God, girl, you just opened up a can of whoop ass. What?
Going to cause all these family fights.
Not family fights. I'm just amazed at what you're picking up and the clarity of it, because I mean, just to say it out loud doesn't make any wouldn't make sense to a lot of people, but to me it's like, what
it doesn't even make sense to me.
Is there anything else fun that we can maybe have you like zone
oh wait I gotta
on?
Say one last thing to you.
Yes,
could you
please.
Mind if I do
oh,
that
no
oh,
do
please, I gotta say it's like throw up for me. They're talking about work, and they say there's going to be a delay and a setback, but I need to tell you that everything is going to be really, really good here. Mm-hmm. So whatever your vision is, you need to work towards it. But expect the delays, because they're around.
The delay is happening, like, right now.
Is it really?
It
okay,
is.
Perfect.
It's happening
because
now, but is it short-lived?
You know what? That's time. I know that you're going to, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on your show, but I can see this clearly, and I don't lie. You're going to do very well, because mm-hmm. you're so headstrong. You're coming in as very determined, and you're going to make it happen. And it is going to happen. But they are talking about restrictions and delays. And I forget everything I say after.
That's
I say,
okay.
Did I tell you to be careful about somebody with deception and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Man.
You said there was a man.
Illegal activity.
Yeah, money.
Okay. Money.
And if you just need to watch out for that, whoever you have on the show. I don't know. I can't be clear with that.
Right. Hey, I'm off the
hook. Yeah, it ain't Jen. It ain't my Jen. It's all not right. my Jen.
Hey, I'm not that girl you were talking about either.
Wow. Okay. And then, tell me about love. Do I get a boyfriend in 2014?
Okay. Let's both give out love.
Have a boyfriend. You have a man. Here's the thing. I'm divorced. Uh-huh. I don't see myself getting married again, but I've been single now for 3 years. It'd be nice to have a boyfriend. Just to have a boyfriend.
Of course you could have a boyfriend if you wanted to. I mean,
right. Well, no,
hard.
Men are everywhere, but I mean, I want a total, my definition right. of
She's
a total
ready for
package.
The real deal.
The only problem,
the
only problem is when you have a strong personality, it's hard to meet a strong man.
Uh-huh.
So you have to meet somebody stronger than you, right?
Right.
Because you're not going to bother with somebody that doesn't, you know.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Or compatibly strong.
Right.
There is a marriage later on here. Okay. No, I'm not going to give you a time, but there is
no.
a marriage in
okay.
your future. But I feel like it's going to be through somebody else, meaning a friend, and it could potentially be also somebody at a distance. So your whole... You know, what you do, I
right.
think, is going to lead you in that right direction. But
I have that feeling, too. I got to tell you, that's one of the reasons that made me say, you know what, forget it. I'm getting out of corporate America. I'm going full force, 100% into broadcasting, because my future, not only in career success, but my future in terms of a love relationship rests there. Like, I have to go in that direction.
Right.
So I've been having that feeling for the last year.
See,
and now you just said
I just
that's
pick up
amazing.
On you guys' subconscious. That's all that is. It's the stuff that you know deep, 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 deep down.
Yes.
And then I'll bring it out to the surface. So you can, it's like validation.
Joanna, I love you. You're so awesome. To find out more about Miss Joanna Gerard, whether you need information about love and relationships or before you go on your next trip, career or money questions, whatever is on your mind, let Joanna Gerard be your guide. So you can find out more about her at JoannaGerardPsychic.com, and you can also like her fan page and become a fan of hers at Facebook.com/ Joanna Gerard Psychic.
Yay.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more fun and merriment. We're going to get into some hot topics, stuff that's going on already in 2014, all that and more when we come back. You're happy listening to Happy Hour.
Everybody loves a good happy hour conversation, especially when they get a little strange. So I'm looking for the most bizarre or scintillating happy hour conversation you've ever had. Or overheard. Submit your story and you could win lunch for two at the Center Club. Then listen to Happy Hour with Dana Pepper every Thursday afternoon at 5 to hear the winning story. Go to Facebook.com/ Happy Hour with Dana Pepper to share your story. And don't forget to like the fan page. Cheers. Got a message or new product you'd like to get out to NASCAR fans? Well, here's your chance. Baldwin Racing is currently seeking marketing partners for the NASCAR Wheel and Southern Modified Tour. This two-day event during Budweiser Speed Weeks at Daytona International Speedway will have live television coverage of the race and enthusiastic fans tuning in nationwide. For more information, call Baldwin Racing at 813-841-7251 or visit DaltonBaldwin.com. If you're looking for the ultimate in luxury transportation, look no further than Blue Moon. Blue Moon is on a mission to become the luxury transportation provider in the Tampa Bay area. Providing the best in quality and customer service, they really go that extra mile to make you happy. Let Blue Moon Transportation be your first choice for business or personal, night or day. Book your reservation at 813-258-6666. That's 813-BLUE-MOON. On the next edition of Happy Hour, find out what casinos don't want you to know. I mean, there's got to be a way to beat the house, right? Author and casino expert Connie Allen gives us all the secrets to gambling success, plus fashion and makeup tips from makeup artist and fashion expert Matthew Cooley. It's Money and Makeup. Happy Hour with Dana Pepper every Thursday afternoon at 5 on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Welcome back to Happy Hour. So, we just had an amazing reading by Miss Joanna Gerard, and she tapped into so many hot buttons that, yeah, I was left a little breathless after that.
I know.
But yeah, that was really awesome. Thank you. Yay. So, let's get into some hot topics. Cedric.
Hot topics.
He keeps saying he's going to have that recorded, but then he has to do it live. I love it. But I like how you hit that falsetto. That's awesome. All right. So, first hot topic. And this one is my favorite because this is actually one that keeps coming up on the other show that I co-host, The Man Update on 98.7 The Fan. I recently got into a debate with some nobody pain in the ass who was debating me on whether or not marijuana should be legalized. And of course, I am for it. He was against it, but he's never even tried it or anything. So he had no basis to stand on. It's a very interesting debate. You can hear it on my website at danapepper.com. But yesterday, recreational marijuana was legal to buy in retail outlets in Colorado. Woohoo! A moment of excitement and joy for marijuana and the release of the stupidness attached to it. Yay! All right. So 24 shops opened up yesterday. Most of them were in Denver. And the only problems that they reported yesterday were long lines and high prices. Like, if that's the worst thing that can happen, bring it national. Like, when is this coming to Florida?
High prices. That's hilarious.
Or high prices. Oh, but here's the thing. Like, one dispensary was charging, like, I think $70 for an eighth of, like, the really high quality. And I'm like, what? That's only $20 more than you would pay for an eighth anyways.
And so, you know it's not messed with.
Yeah. So. You know what I mean? And the peace. peace of mind of knowing that you're not going to get arrested for that bag of an eighth? Dude, I'll pay the extra $20. Bring it.
That is so crazy, though, that they opened. And now, was this already in California? Or
well, medical marijuana is legal in California. You have to have a doctor's note or a prescription. But in Colorado, as of yesterday, you don't need a doctor's note. You can go buy marijuana like you can go buy cigarettes. As long as you're 21, walk into a place that sells it, and you can buy.
Are they requiring any type of identification or anything?
Well, just like alcohol, just like you get carded. You got to be 21, but that's it. Hmm. You get carded, and you get some. You have some money. Here you go.
Wow.
Yeah, I always thought they made too big of a deal about marijuana. I mean, it's not my thing because I'm paranoid anyways. I'm a Scorpio. But I'm just, I don't know what the big deal is with that.
A plant.
Well, like they said, I mean, we talked about, like, there's alcohol prohibition that occurred. And what they say is it's a marijuana prohibition because they were using hemp oil and they were using it for a lot of medicinal purposes. And it's not just smoking.
Because it has value.
I saw recently a young child using it for seizures, like the hemp oil and whatnot. And, I don't know. I think that for me, I just think that it's crazy to make it illegal, an herb or a plant.
To criminalize a plant, it's ridiculous. Right. Mm-hmm. And when you see, like, I saw that same post. I think I get all my news from, like, Facebook and the Huffington Post. But when I saw that article, it was like this little girl, she's like 7 or younger. And she was having seizures, like 24 seizures a day. And the doctors gave her less than a year to live. I mean, it was a drastic thing because her little body couldn't take the stress of these seizures. Well, they started giving her marijuana in oils and food things. And her seizures went from like 20-something to 5. Now, here's my perfect argument. This is a plant, right? It grows naturally, just like sage, just like juniper. I mean, all of these things that herbalists use to heal the body because it's all natural. People just pick herbs out of their garden, put it in a blender, and drink it. And now, but this was criminalized for decades. Like, I am so happy that this is happening in Colorado. It warrants a...
I think it's going to happen in Florida, too.
And better. Yeah. But here's why I'm confident about that is because Morgan and Morgan
About Morgan and Morgan. I mean, like we said, if somebody gets slapped with a lawsuit for Morgan and Morgan, you know you're going to settle. Because,
exactly, because they're going to eat you up.
I've had friends that have talked about this. They will eat you alive. But I think for the same reason, I think that it becomes just apparently obvious that for medical purposes, and if not maybe for recreation, I don't really see it. You know, there's a lot of retirement stuff going on here. Some people care, some people don't care. But
God's waiting room. We're in Florida.
Yeah, they're pushing it because I guess he had a mother or something that had cancer, and just for the medicinal purposes.
Right.
And that's what I don't understand is the prohibition. I mean, if some people, there's many worse other drugs that people can really zone in on. So.
Exactly.
And worse crimes. I mean, I'd rather have my tax money go to like child molesters in jail and animal abusers.
Thank you.
I don't want like people doing that. I don't want to pay for that.
No.
People are going to do what they want to do anyways.
True. But I agree with Joanna. I don't want to have to spend my tax dollars on someone who was smoking a joint in their house and got busted. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous to me when they're, you know, if you do one of those pedophile searches in your neighborhood, you get a lot of those little red dots. Go after those people. Like, monitor them. Yeah. Don't be looking for people with a joint. That's just ridiculous.
My mom sends me alerts every time there's a new pedophile that moves within like a 20-mile radius. She sends me, she's like, have you seen this? Do you know this person? I'm like, no, I don't know that person.
We don't know
people. But now we know to look out for them. Thanks. Okay. He's in Carrollwood. I'm like, all right. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So there were some. Okay. So yesterday was New Year's Day, right? And like most of us or most people, I was at home in bed, not necessarily recovering from a hangover, but definitely feeling lethargic. And I'm not getting out of bed today because I was up till 4 in the morning and I'm going to sleep. And I did. I slept till like 1 in the afternoon, got up, ate, was back to a nap by like 3:30. Like, it was awesome. But it wasn't an actual hangover because I didn't really do a lot of drinking. I just hung out. But I wanted to address the whole hangover issue because when you indulge in happy hour, hangovers are likely to occur.
Yeah.
Right. So,
take your B vitamins.
You got it. There's a lot of things that you can do.
There are a lot of things.
But I figured for responsible broadcasting, right, that I would give everyone ways to ease a nasty hangover.
Okay, perfect.
Right? Okay. So, number one, when it's last call or when you're going to have your last drink, you know, it's 2 in the morning, midnight, whatever your thing is, don't do the brandy, whiskey, or red wine. You want to actually go with gin, vodka, or a lager. Now, I don't do lager. Do you do lager?
Like, gin makes me mean.
Yeah, gin makes me mean, too. Like, I can't do gin.
I think in maybe my older age, I might acquire the taste for gin, and now I don't do the vodka, and I don't do a lager, so maybe I might need to reach for the water.
Water or some Gatorade.
Well, gin is an old man drink, but it's like, it is. I mean, it's an old man
like a nice
drink.
Now, and
Snoop drinks gin.
Gin and juice.
Juice, right? And it is in a Long Island, exactly. But yeah, no, I'm all in favor of the vodka, but I know that at the end of the night, it's like, I want to reach for water, but the experts say, because of the whole hair of the dog thing cures its bite, that reach for something that has the same properties as you've been drinking, but not whiskey, red wine, or brandy. As I drink red wine. So, yeah, exactly. But this is only my first glass, so it's okay.
That's what they say. Okay.
That's what they say. So it's just, you know, let the experts say what they say. All right. Do you know those people that, you know, they say, oh, I only smoke when I drink?
Yeah. Social,
like,
yeah,
that was
whatever.
Me when I was in college and a few years after college. I only smoke when I drink. But people who smoke when they drink have worse hangovers.
Of course, because they're
so dehydrated.
So it's
better to smoke all the time.
So it's better
to smoke all the time. Or it's like those people that smoke the cigars when they drink, and it's like they always end up like puking in the middle of the night.
Yes, because it's the nicotine and all of the byproducts and all the stuff that they fill the nicotine with. Or the tobacco with, that's the stuff that makes them nauseous and makes them sick.
I don't
like
understand
that toxins,
whole,
right?
That whole only when I mean, I'm an extremist. It's like, I'm either going to do it or I'm not.
Exactly. I'm all in it, or I'm not doing it at all. Yeah. Like, I'm in it.
Are we in it to win it, or are we not?
Why I'm not doing it. Like, why waste my time? I'm not getting out of bed to half-ass. I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
All right. So, you know how when you're after a night of drinking and you want to run to like an IHOP or a Denny's or a Taco Bell and fill your stuff? Because you get the munchies and you just want to eat and you think, oh, all of that greasy meat and cheese and pancakes and whatnot will just soak up all the alcohol. Well, that's actually not true. When you get the munchies, reach for a can of chicken soup.
That's going to happen.
Soup. Chicken soup. Because the broth helps you replace the fluids.
Like low sodium or?
No, because that does actually, soup does have a lot of sodium in it.
I know.
But all of the meat, like the bacon and the sausage and all of that, that actually does the opposite that you want it to do to your body.
I've heard that.
It sits in your stomach.
They say like asparagus is good to have before or after a hangover.
I heard pickle juice. Like for any kind of nausea, even if you have flu.
Pickle
that's
juice.
That's what somebody told me. Yeah, pickle juice. Ooh. You don't feel good to have pickle
and
juice.
I love
I've heard
pickles.
Of a pickle back, like when my sister takes a shot of something. That's
a
like,
pickle back?
Yeah,
what
it's something
that?
Like, I think it's whiskey with like pickle juice. It's like called a pickle back or she could.
And I
know,
do
Jackie.
Love me some whiskey, so I'm going to have to investigate what the hell a pickle back
is. Do you like pickle juice?
What?
I don't
know,
it's like moonshine.
Right.
I like whiskey. I'm not a huge bourbon fan, but pickle back where you do a shot and it's like a pickle back and I don't know. It's part of the whole ordeal.
We're going to have to do a happy hour show on the whole line of, you know, what?
And the types of drinks. Yeah, the old man drink, the cowboy drink.
Right.
And everybody can dress up.
I like it.
We'll have someone drink the skinny girl margarita. She can sit in the corner.
That is not going to be me.
It won't be me either.
All right. So, have you ever had one of those nights where you get home way too late? And I'm talking like you're doing your walk of shame at like sunrise, right? And then you know that you only have like 2 to 4 hours of sleep before you have to get up to go to work the next day. Yeah, okay. So the experts say don't deprive yourself of that sleep. Even if it's only 4 hours, get it. Get some of that sleep. Mm-hmm. Because when you go without, it's going to be a lot worse.
Well, yeah, you get delirious, you know. Everybody's
been
like up
your
for
body
days,
just
and you're
shuts
just like,
down.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter what time I go to bed. I wake up at 7 o'clock. It doesn't matter. It's so
because
annoying.
Your body clock?
Up. Oh, it's just the most annoying thing.
Oh,
it's, yeah, 7
sleeping
o'clock.
When the sun's out or what?
That's horrible.
No, I mean, if I go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm up at 7. If I go to bed at 8 the night before, I'm up at 7. I'm just always up at 7. It's something about the number 7.
You're supposed to be awake at 7.
Well, 7 Mary, 7's a lovely number. I love the number
it is,
7.
It is a great number. I don't want to see 7 a.m. every damn day.
No, it's not fun, but what are you going to do?
That's hilarious.
All right, this one is my favorite. Take ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. Ibuprofen, because it's an anti-inflammatory, so it'll stop that banging feeling in your head.
Aleve,
the throbbing.
Advil, just ibuprofen?
No, it has to be one of those anti-inflammatory steroid, okay. Blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
You know, they have that name for it. Yeah. Anti-inflammatory something
whatever,
or other.
Whatever, okay.
Whatever. It's ibuprofen.
To me, that's scary, like mixing alcohol with any kind of drug, even if it's over the counter, because it makes me feel like I'm going to explode or something.
No, oh. You're not. I mean? You'll wake up with less of a hangover.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. But I hear you, because I wouldn't
mixing
like.
Mixing the chemicals.
I wouldn't have a bottle of wine and a couple Valium.
Right.
You know, you don't want to do that. Or even a bottle of something and a Xanax. You don't want to do that.
No,
but
yeah.
Ibuprofen, so that I don't wake up with a head throbbing.
You always have like Advil or something like that. But like you said, the ibuprofen, maybe we'll have to look more into that. Maybe that's research the right little mix.
All right. So those are some hopefully helpful hangover cures and do's for you. Or if you're doing them now, congratulations, don't stop. But if you're not, then you might want to investigate, because it can help you ease a hangover. For me, I like just drinking a lot of Gatorade and taking ibuprofen.
There's also like those, I met this guy that came up with these patches, and they're like basically what's in it, I found out, is B12. But it's called like Nomos Hangover or something, or they can call in and maybe we could do a show. But the thing is, because it's interesting, like I met them just once and not enough to talk too much about it, but they gave you this little patch, and I didn't like the patch because you don't want it on your skin, but there's something in it. And I think it's B vitamins. No matter what you're doing, you put the patch on in the morning, there's no more hangover.
That's
no
awesome.
Moss hangover. So for me, like that, it actually worked. Like I told them, hey, this worked for me. I went to that Christmas in July event and I woke up with no hangover, and there was tequila. There was a lot involved. And when you mix tequila with wine, with champagne, with all that, you know, there's a hangover situation bound
to
happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we're approaching the end of the show, but I want to go back to Joanna and her field of expertise. So, Joanna, what can we expect in 2014? Like, what can you feel? What's coming around the bend?
Well, do you want me to do everything personally, or I can't tap into everybody's subconscious
but
mind.
I said
right
whatever you're feeling.
Whatever you're feeling. Just tell us what you're feeling and how and when and, you know, just whatever comes to mind.
That's a tough one for you.
For you? No. But yeah. Okay.
I personally have a good feeling about it. I don't know about you, but last year I did a lot of work.
Right.
I was working a lot.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah. You know, you spend that time on your own, doing your own thing and working. And I have a good feeling about it. But of course, you know, you make it as you go.
Right.
So it depends on how you look at things. Every setback and delay, just kind of like I told you to watch out for that person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just an obstacle to get you to the right place.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't wake up one morning and people were calling me left and right. It was a process. I had a talent and I had to cultivate the talent.
Right.
And that's what I think is going on. Worldwide, I don't really own a TV. I mean, I do, but I don't turn it on. It's like from 1984. Because I don't want the subconscious stuff coming in. I'm real weird about that. I don't want to be like thinking about it. You
I
know?
Call it the external noise.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, I am no expert on world events, and I'll just admit that.
Okay. Well, then tell me this. When did you realize that you had a gift? Like, what was there an event or a feeling or a something when you knew, hey, I've got something to share?
Well, my great-grandmother was a psychic, and I never met her. My mom was doing readings. She's a psychic as well. She stopped because it's draining. So I got real into astrology, and I used to do charts. And when I would do the charts, because it's real complicated, like crazy complicated, I would start to write weird things down because I would take notes. I'd be like, her husband's getting a new car or something like that. Like something that has nothing to do with astrology.
Right.
And then before you knew, I went through a really bad situation with, I'm a teacher too. I went through this monster I worked for about 5 years ago, and I kind of was trapped. And I remember flipping through my cards, and I knew who was going to call me. And within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that person called. So to make a long story short, word got around. Some people hired me for different things.
Right.
And then it just blossomed from there. But I did go through a difficult time. And I think the thing with with this talent, because it's just a talent, like, you know, anybody else's talent, is you can have it, but you have to work for it.
Yeah.
Like, you, people don't know, I used to have classes in my house, and that's how I pay my electric bill. You know, it's, I come from a very, a family that's very supportive of me. My mom is a believer in all this stuff.
Right.
So there was no, like, oh, you're a devil and that kind of thing. All that stuff going on. But I really, I had to kind of be resourceful with what I did. I knew what I wanted to do, and I put my mind to do it. And it's just over the past 2 years that things have really gotten big enough, you know, to where I'm booked most
of
the time. So.
Well, that's awesome.
And ultimately, you help people. I do.
Yeah, and I get emails from people. I don't remember anything I say. People will be like, do you remember you said this? Thank you so much. I'm like, no.
Because you're in the moment. You're in the zone.
I have no clue about that.
Listen back on shows, you know, because I post the videos and everything of the show, I'll be listening to it a few days later, and I'm like, oh, no, I did not just say that. Because I don't remember.
Yeah,
I'm just in the moment.
No clue.
Right. So do you ever see things about to occur in someone's life and it's so devastating that you just can't tell them? Like,
oh, no, I always tell them.
Do you ever see stuff about strangers and you don't know them and you're like, hey, just so you know.
We talked about that after a couple of glasses of wine. You're a mom guy. No, I dated a guy, and I would tell him, I have dreams, you know, that happen. And I had this dream that I was in jail, and I'm like, oh, why am I dreaming this? You know, make a long story short, sitting on my porch, and something said, you know what? It's not you. And I said, he's doing something. And I don't sell drugs, any of that kind of stuff. Well, I called this person, and I said, you know what? Whatever you're doing, you better stop, because you're going to go to jail. And of course, he's like, whatever. Within 3 days, he was arrested for possession of cocaine. So,
wow,
yeah, that kind of stuff. You know, and if I dream it, if I feel it, if I feel like it's gonna, but it's up to them. You know, we all have free will.
Exactly.
And I'm not God. I'm just trying to, like, you know, navigate people and help them out if I get that feeling. But,
exactly.
You know, it is what it is.
So, do you have any advice to people that maybe, or someone that wants to develop their own psychic or intuitive gifts? Like, what can someone do to
tap in?
Well, first thing, I just talked to a lady the other day about this, and I said, make sure you really want it, because it does come with a price. Everything comes with a price. In my case, I'm paranoid, neurotic. I can, you know, sometimes I don't want to leave my house.
Right.
And, I used to do this thing where you play this little game with yourself, and what you do is you can make your own cards. You can use anything you want. You can make stones. But flip a couple every morning and see what they say. And at the end of the day, reflect on it and say, okay, did that make sense to me? That kind of a thing. Or if the phone rings, say to yourself, who is on the phone? You know, that kind of
thing. And see the first thought that comes.
Yeah, it gets your mind going.
Play the games.
There's some really good psychics that, you know, are in jail right now or in, you know, some third world country, but they don't have the opportunity, and they don't have the part of their brain that can, like, communicate it.
Right.
So it's also being able to tap into two sides of brain at once and get the information and then communicate it.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. So we have a caller, and caller, this has to be quick.
Hello. Hi, it's Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you.
And I was just wondering if the psychic could pick up on anything for me real quick. And also, the hangover, the best remedy I've found is you drink a big glass of water before you go to bed, because alcohol dehydrates you. So you take that with Excedrin, and Excedrin has caffeine in it, and that deconstricts the blood vessels, which causes the headache.
Thank you, Jordan.
Jordan, can I get your month of birth?
June.
Okay.
Are you a Gemini, Jordan?
Yes, I am.
Jordan the Gemini.
Jordan the Gemini.
Jordan, who's the male around you with problems, or the male who's passed away? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, my uncle.
Okay.
She's amazing. I love this woman. Yeah,
they're talking about everything's going to be okay. You're going through something, too. I don't know if he was, too. And there's also something with that could be substance abuse, too. It could be jail. I'm not sure. We don't have to get into that. Let's keep it positive on our way out. They're talking about more money coming in for you. So there's a balance with money coming in, okay? So I don't know what your situation is right now, but I feel like there's a balance. They do want me to tell you that man is around you. I don't know if near the end there was a lot of issues around him. They're trying to hint to me.
That's probably my brother. My brother was very close to me. He died 5 years ago, and I think about him every day.
Okay, good, because he's around you. That's probably why you're thinking about him. They're telling me to tell you that he's fine. He's around you in spirit, and everything's going to be fine. Was there something with him and substances or jail, one or the other?
Substance abuse.
Okay, that's perfect. That's who it is. He's around you. He's good. And that doesn't exist anymore. So you don't have to worry about that. Overall, I think that you have some improvements. And I do want, again, with the money thing, they're talking about somebody with a relationship.
Jordan, I need you to go to JoannaGerardPsychic.com and let her get into this, because this looks like it could be significant for you.
There's a long line of cards for you, and we're running out of time.
Jordan, but
there's not enough time. So with that, thank you, Jordan, for calling in, though. But for more information on Joanna Gerard and to get your own reading to find out what's coming up in your life, go to JoannaGerardPsychic.com. And that is going to do it for this edition of Happy Hour. Special thanks to my guest today, Joanna.
Thank you for having me. I had a ton of fun.
Excellent. So did I. And my lovely co-host, as always, Miss Jen Sinaway.
Thank you.
Thanks to my sponsors, Baldwin Racing, the Center Club, and Blue Moon Transportation. And keep up with all things Happy Hour by liking the fan page at facebook.com/happyhourwithdanapepper and follow me on Twitter at Dana Pepper Tampa. I actually picked up quite a few followers and fans just this past month, so I'm really excited and thank you all. Tune in next week for money and fashion talk, two of my favorite subjects. All right, a toast.
Okay.
This is the first Happy Hour toast of the new year to 2014. You better bring it, bitch.
Bring it.
I'm Dana Pepper. Cheers.
Cheers.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay.